All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm Vijay Jordan. Hope you guys are great. All right, now get about this dumb bitch. All right, no still trying to lie about a seasonal tax program. All right, now I'm not gonna lie to it. Last year it stopped on May the 15th. That was my last day of it. May the 15th last year, right? I had already left my house and everything, but the last day for it was May the 15th. Not what is it? Not April the 21st. Yesterday, after some clown ass racist, used the N word. Does that make sense? All right, now for the reason, shitting in his pants. She is a woman. Got online just being nasty for no other reason than because but she mad at me. Hey, and it's not gonna make $206 trillion go away. It's not gonna make me not have close to $66 trillion. And no, I don't apologize for it. That's what I had kept saying. All right, now you notice how this dumb bitch, you know, just try to pop up and try to lie, right? This is the TurboTax website. Intuit. That's it. It does say seasonal, right? And you got other people down here in the comments. They lying too. So the website is saying seasonal, and the people on the chat saying seasonal, right? At Nike last year, so I was applying for Nike and everything else, and that was seasonal. Does that mean she said it last year? All right, that she did the entire program last year. Right now, it's an ass a mess last year. Oh shit. All right, no, but I just ignored most of that shit because I had just moved and I was dealing with this clown as racist and I just want to work. This time, no, right? I got a passport. I'm not stuck in the United States. Last year, when I was doing the TurboTax, I didn't get my passport until August the 25th, right? That's when I got my passport after they hid it for about 56 days. And I called repeatedly about where's my passport, where's my passport. They would not stop lying. They would not stop putting me on hold. All right, now finally, if somebody in Atlanta got it, they didn't play games. They said just send a certified letter or the certified application. I overnighted it. All right, now and then, lo and behold, I got my passport 2 days later. So I got it within 56 days. Praise the Lord, right? That's the Lord. All right, now, but I'm very excited to continue. I already got offered other work. Does that make sense? That's what I kept saying. Plus, I still have my regular job that I did not quit. All right, now dealing with that clown ass racist, but you just had some asshole getting on the phone. You don't take dives like that unless you are mad, unless you're big mad, right? Normal people don't get on the phone and just, you know, racially attack somebody like that. That went normal, right? Whatever clown made up that fucking ticket, right? And that's what it is. You had these assholes begging me, trying to steal from you. You had these jackasses, like little dick-blowing, pedophile, incestuous, racist Biden lying that America is not racist. So they can't lie that it's not racist on that fake pretend switchboard with all that racism and harassment on it to freeze up my money and drop my regular job work on it. Does that make sense? That's what the switchboard is for. It's meant to be racist. It's meant to be harassing. It's meant to be attacking. It's meant to drop and limit money. All right, now so these racists can put you in a digital lynching system. That's why, despite me complaining for since 2022 about this fake ass switchboard, I still continue to be on it. So some clown ass racists can try to freeze up and control my money at will and put those old crazy ass racists on the phone to harass me. What do you call it? What normal people get on the phone to harass another person, right? I don't feel special enough to call your house. I don't feel special enough to fuck with you and call you racist stuff. I don't feel special enough to say all men are evil against you. I just don't, because I'm not special to fuck with your household or you. You're not special enough to climb your crazy ass on the phone and say shit to me either, right? Don't be stupid enough to think you can, but America has so fried these racists, they thought they could until they got told by Jesus' voice they can't, right? Oh my shit, I was happy to talk about that, all right? Now, what they tell these clown-ass racists in the United States and that clown-ass dick blower in the White House, right? You can't steal a bank for anything, right? I'm not imagining that the sky is falling, that America is really fucking racist. What I went through losing my house is pretty fucking racist. Freezing up my accounts is pretty fucking racist. Trying to do all men are evil against me without provocation is pretty fucking racist, right? I was happy to talk about it because you had these clown-ass racists keep saying that I'm pretending that the sky is falling because they nasty asses want to bet. They can't beg anymore. Clearly the sky is not falling to the fact these assholes are bully getting on this fake-ass line saying niggers and monkeys and everything else, right? Boy. So I was happy to talk about it. Right? I don't want to give the United States no money. I'm not giving the United States no money. I'm happy to, exacerbate that. That's to the stupid that want to keep begging. You're not entitled to shit. I'm not giving you shit, right? I hope that you guys, all right, you're going to have to work like everybody else. I have to work, right? These racist clowns don't care that I have to work. They still got on the phone harassing me on my job, saying niggers and everything else, right? Look at that clown racist. All right, no, drying up my money, getting me kicked out of my house. These folks don't care that you got to work, all right? No, that's for what? I'm not giving you any money. You stupid? No. The Mexican border right there, the Canadian border right there. I mean, what's up, right? I mean, to stay in Mexico for 6 months is $522. Goddamn. God. I love Mexico. But right, to stay in Mexico for 6 months is $522. Assuming that Mexico is like Canada, you just need to go with a passport. You can stay for 6 months, right? I mean, what's up, right? So it's a simple solution, right? These racists in the United States can kiss my whole ass. And it's granted, everybody's not racist, all right? No, but I'm not gonna tolerate these clowns jumping on the phone, this fake-ass switchboard, because some clown-ass racist ain't getting funny. Some clown-ass racist wanna freeze up my money at will. Some clown-ass racist wanna drop my job opportunities at will. Some clown-ass racist wanna just put a bunch of bigots on the phone to harass me and stop me and bother me so I say shit to get fired, basically, because that's all the ploy was. Either I say shit to get fired, I went in the opposite direction, and yet still the program abruptly stopped last night, even though it was supposed to go to May the 15th. It's no big deal. That's why I applied for Nike like a week ago. I had Nike last year, and I dropped the opportunity because I had no place to work. So it's understandable that's not their fault. Right now, that's for Lord, so that's why I was looking for other worker. Right now, seasonal. Here is the TurboTax website itself saying seasonal. That's what it is. Here are people saying that they got invited. The lady asked for this year in February. In February, not now, if she's like, is this seasonal? Like, yes, it is seasonal, right? After tax season, it ends, usually around May the 15th, right? It is what it is. All right, though, like you're supposed to just let these clowns get on the phone and call yourself to kiss my whole ass. Don't jump your ass on the phone with me. All right, now, and I don't have to give America shit. They can't lie. I'm just pretending. They can't lie. I'm overreacting. Because, you know, on this fake-ass switchboard with all these fucking bigots lining up to be nasty, I mean, what do you call it, right? So they can't lie or beg anymore. So it's worth talking about it. All right, now, but here is TurboTax saying that it's a seasonal job, and here is LiveVox, the people that saying it's a seasonal job. And you saw what I got yesterday. Even though it was not supposed to stop until May 15th like it did last year, you know, it stopped abruptly after complaining about some jackass getting on the phone saying nigga, right? You might as well say nigger because that's what you meant, right? Kniga, whatever it was, put a K. Put K nigga, right? Put K nigga. You guys saw that N K, like, no, K N I G G A. K nigga, right? All right, now that's for what. So K nigga, it got K nigga up there. Does that make sense? So right now, they call it Shrek a nigga or Sand nigga, but in Indian, I can put it back up again so you guys can take a look at it. Right now, it got K nigga. Like, you'd be like, no, like nigga, like with a K, right? You know? All right, now, but with K nigga, she be spamming them in the chat line, ugly ass, saying K. All right, now, so they saying exactly how they feel about her monkey hoe ass, right? Don't say the N-word to me in any direction. I'm good on it, right? Oh, shit, no, don't do that, right? But I hope that you guys are well. All right, now, it does say K-nigga, right? Thank you guys so much. All right, now, but here is the seasonal. So are they talking to me or Shrek? All right, now, but either way, that's a bad word. Don't say that, right? I complain about it because I ain't like it. All right, now, but it does say K-nigga, right? Even though nigga, it would be like with an N, but a K. All right, now, but it does say K-nigga. These bitches in this chat, these bitches on the chat board and everything else. And this is how they feel about this ugly slut. That says K nigger, right? Goddamn. I just caught that, man. Thank you guys so much. And it's still wrong, so don't say the N-word. Thank you guys so much.